This is Morning Edition on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A former Arkansas state senator has been sentenced to 18 years and 4 months in prison for his role in a bribery scheme. John Woods will also have 3 years of supervised release and must pay over $1.6 million in restitution. Woods, a Republican, was convicted in May of fraud as part of a wide-ranging corruption investigation. Doug Thompson is a reporter for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and was in the courtroom yesterday in Fayetteville. He spoke with me about what was said during the sentencing by U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks.
He proceeded to give what I can only describe as a very pointed lecture to former Senator Woods, that he betrayed the public trust, that was extreme case of betrayal, that people elected him to the office, and it echoed what had been said earlier by the U.S. Attorney, Dak Keyes, that Woods' real crime was at least as much deception and betrayal as it was theft, since he's a public official, or was a public official. The judge said that that Woods displayed what he called a criminal mentality that had become so ingrained that he felt like a light sentence would not be enough to deter him from future criminality. You're a first-time offender. Normally, you would be entitled to a large degree of mercy, but in this case, your crimes were so brazen and so driven solely by greed and so much a betrayal of public trust that we're not going to treat you like a regular first-time offender.
Did John Woods show any reaction in court?
No. He has an appeal going on. His attorney has made it very clear, both before this hearing and during the hearing, that there will be an appeal on this. Mr. Woods remains free on his bond until he's due to report to whatever federal facility he's been assigned. He will be assigned to. And he will have to report on September the 26th.
Well, now, one day after this sentence was handed down, his co-defendant, Randall Shelton Jr., is to be sentenced by the same judge. I guess this looks rather ominous for him.
It does look ominous for him, frankly. Now, that's not an interpretation. That is a statement, and I haven't got any rebuttal to that, but that was a statement by the U.S. attorney. That obviously many of the Mr. Shelton's made legal objections appealing to the same grounds for mitigation that Mr. Woods did. And what we have today is a court finding that those mitigating factors simply don't apply. He's not going to not apply them in Woods' case and then turn around and apply them in Mr. Shelton's case. Simple as that.
That's Doug Thompson with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette, who was in the federal courtroom in Fayetteville for this sentencing. Doug, thanks very much.
You're quite welcome.
This is KUAR.